Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. It is such a pleasure to be here with you once again. And there is a correction that I need to change on that intro, which I will be trying to do this week. And we are only on Mondays now here on BBS. Until we get through some of our travels and some of the other things that we're working on, we've had to plan ahead so that we didn't have to try to make quite as much connection while we're on the road. So I need to change that intro, and I apologize that we are only on Mondays here on BBS Radio. And we have absolutely so many messages that have begun to come in before I've even gotten onto the program. But before we go there, I did want to let you know that there's a little social site that you can go to. It's called acrosstheveil.ning.com. And it's an excellent place to connect with others who are like-minded and get messages and ask questions and find out some insight. Another excellent place to go is energyemerging.ning. It's a place to share healing requests and be able to share energy of healing and of love and of light. Another one is dragonridersunite.ning.com. This is a site where we go in and we share energies of bringing healing and love and the energy of balance and moving forward to bring in the healing energies and the guidance when working with Mother Earth and with the planets and with our place within this global scheme of things. And if you want to find out a little bit more about who we are and what we offer, if you go to our hub website, which is called whitewolfenterprise.com, www.whitewolfenterprise.com, you can find out a lot of things about what's happening, and it clicks you into all of our different websites and all of our different things that we're offering. And I see that I have a caller, so I'm going to take the caller, and we'll go on with announcements as we can during the program. Marcus, this is April. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Excellent. How about you?
I don't know. I guess I'm pretty good, yeah.
So what can I do for you today?
I don't know. I just, it's my first time calling, I guess. I don't know. My girlfriend wanted me to call in or something like that, so.
Okay. What are we working on? What are some of the things going on in your life other than you've got a lot of indecision around you right now and having some problems on deciding what direction you want to go? What are some of the other things that are going on?
Derek.
Pardon?
No, I don't know. Just, I don't know. I feel like there's something wrong with me or there's something bothering me. I just can't figure out what it is.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot of, like I said, as we were first starting, I was feeling a lot of the indecision, a lot of trying to connect with who it is you are, where you're going, what's going on in your life. Feels like you're really having trouble connecting with that. And what I'm hearing is to share with you the information about working with the unconditional love within your heart. That unconditional love within your heart that looks at everything going on around you and everything that's happening on around you through that window of that unconditional love. It also feels like, Marcus, that you may be using some different some different things that are starting are clouding and confusing your mind as well. And they're saying that you need to bring some balance into your life by eliminating some of those different things that are not necessarily for your higher frequency or for your higher good.
Right.
Okay. That's good. That'll help you find a little bit more clarity. It'll help you find a little bit more direction. And something about you needing to bring peace within yourself so that you can bring peace within the environment around yourself. It feels like a lot of this confusion has really thrown you into a state of turmoil, into a state of not being able to operate how you really would like to operate. It's almost like you feel like you're being puppeted. And by shedding some of the things that are going on in and around you, it's going to help you be able to move forward, and it's going to help you to be able to get a grasp a little bit better on your reality. And it's something that you're needing to work with within yourself. But until you make some of the steps and some of the changes that are going to be important for you to do, it's going to be really, really hard for you. Do you have a father on the other side? I have a father figure that's been really prevalent around as I've been talking to you.
He passed like a couple years ago.
Okay, I'm definitely picking up a father figure around you. The message that I'm getting from him is something about not walking in the footsteps, but allow yourself to move forward and allow yourself to become the individual that you are. Don't fulfill the expectation of others, but allow yourself to move forward within your own strength, within your own reality. But to find that unconditional love within yourself is going to help you with that, and it's going to help you open that door.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or any other concerns?
Oh, no, I'm good now.
All right. Thanks for your call, and you have a great evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I see that I have another caller on line. Fred, this is April. Go ahead.
Hello, April, dear. How are you today?
I am spectacular. How about you?
Me? I'm the same.
The same. Okay.
You know, I've been wondering and working on that verbal thing that we saw over the head, and I haven't been able to get anywhere with it. Have you?
You know, I haven't connected with it since the evening we were doing that reading and we were doing those visits. I haven't connected with it in that manner. I haven't seen it with anybody per se, but I have picked up a little bit more on working with for you in particular, on the importance of starting to work with and draw in that energy of the purple ray, bringing in the energy of healing. I know we briefly talked about one of your conditions and how they want to help you with that a little bit, but I'm really feeling that there's a connection to that energy and that opening that door, or opening that portal, if you will, for some healing.
Okay, that's great. I've started to work on that.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
You see anything on the other side of the veil for me, relative or anything?
What I'm seeing with that other, though, is as we're talking and as we've brought it up, what I'm seeing is like, I don't know if you sit in a recliner at home, but it's kind of like as you sit down, this energy kind of, I almost want to say, like, outlines the area of where you're sitting and is actually putting a vibrational pulse within you. I don't know if you can see the visual I'm seeing with that or not, but it's like if you're sitting in a recliner and you know how you kind of your body kind of gets in that reclining, relaxed position.
Right, right.
That energy is aligning with that, and that energy is connecting with that.
Okay.
So allow it to do the work that it's doing, and allow yourself to have some of that time. Allow yourself to receive it.
Okay, I will.
You asked about any from the other side. I'm seeing a teenager. I'm seeing a person. I want to say they may be about 16. Their energy has been kind of floating around a little bit. You may want to work on doing some of the releasement like we were doing that night that you were here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think that you may find that that's a gift that they're going to begin to use with you.
Okay, that'd be great. I can't picture anyone that I know that's 16, but I'll certainly start to work on that.
It's around that age group. I'm not saying exactly 16. They could, you know, they could look a little bit younger than they really are, or you know, I'm trying to say.
Older.
So you want to work with that energy as it's presenting itself, and open. I don't know how close you are to the highway in your location, but it feels like some of the energy is coming in towards you from the highway. You know that really bad stretch of road there?
Yeah, I'm real close to it. I can throw a rock and hit it, unfortunately.
Okay, that must be what I'm feeling and picking up, because there's that one section that it really generates a lot of transition places, and it feels like you may want to connect with that, and you may almost want to make it into a little bit of a meditation for yourself to send the healing energy of those that are in that place that have, you know, have had problems.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Give me something to work on. Thank you very much, April.
Yep, and hopefully
and
we'll
I'm
chat
jealous.
With you on Friday's program, on Friday's conference call.
I'll check in. I was, for some reason, I got way, way behind, but I'm caught up now.
Okay, we'll talk to you later on.
Okay. Thank you very much, dear.
Bye-bye. I see that we have another call. Mary Ann, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, you
are
too.
You up in Alaska right now? Are you down in Hawaii where it's warm and sunny?
Me? I'm actually in Alaska. Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania, but my husband and I are planning to go back again this summer. So.
Excellent.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a number of loved ones in spirit, and I had wanted to bring Josh, my son, and his girlfriend Rachel up for a visit in July this year, and I just wondered how my loved ones in spirit, how they voted about that. Should we continue on with those plans, or is this not a good year for that?
What I'm actually hearing is to share with you that it's not necessarily your loved ones that are giving you this nudging in this direction. This feels like it's a nudging in a direction that's coming in from guides of alignment, that there's actually something that is there for their benefit if they do come.
Oh, wonderful.
It feels like what it is it's going to be an opportunity to for you to share some love, for you to share some light, and for you to share some healing with them, as well as them for you it feels like there's going to be a healing. I don't know. It feels like there's been a rift or a tear between the energies, between everybody, and this is going to help give that an opportunity to reestablish and rebuild.
That'll be wonderful. He's going to hit a birthday mark that his two brothers didn't make.
Okay,
Yeah, so it was in celebration of that. So that I can see that as being the healing that's going to come around. That'll be a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, and I did notice that when you said you're in Pennsylvania, I'm actually going to be in Erie come the end of February and first a couple days of March.
Oh, serious?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be darned.
If you're interested in finding out when I'll be in the area, just go onto our whitewolfenterprise.com website and you can see where we're going to be at.
Oh, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. You have
appreciate that.
Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Amanda, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. this is my first time calling. My mom has called you before.
Okay. Did you leave me a voicemail today?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. Did you get my message in?
Yes, I did.
Okay, excellent. What can I do for you?
I was actually calling because me and my mom were both kind of getting messages, you know, like dreams and just like feeling that somebody's there.
Okay.
Well,
you
do
have your father that rides really close with you. Your father is very much a part of your life. I don't know. He's on the other side if I'm correct in connecting with this, but his energy is very strong with you.
Okay. Yeah, I do have a very strong feeling that it's him.
And that feels like, as you're talking about energies around you and those that are around you, that feels like it's really in alignment with some of the things that he's going. It feels like he's showing you. He's trying to give you some enlightenment into some things that you're going to start beginning to operate with and have as a part of your life.
Okay.
It also feels like, do you feel like you're kind of doing battle? Do you feel like you're kind of fighting through a lot of different things? Because I'm actually seeing the energy of like a heart, and that this heart is really having to do battle in order to stay true to itself.
Yes.
It almost feels like you just feel like people just keep pinning you, that they just keep letting you have it. And what I'm hearing to share with you is to draw in that energy of protection, draw in some, creating that bubble of protection, creating that higher frequency energy of divine light. I'm seeing, and it's interesting because I'm seeing a green light around you. I'm seeing a green energy that would be very strong for you to draw in as a source of protection.
Okay.
Do you know how to draw in like an energy bubble of protection and that type of thing?
No, I don't.
Okay. What I'm seeing would be really beneficial for you to do is visualizing yourself standing. And as you're standing, your feet are about shoulder width apart. And they're firm. They're planted firm into the soil. No wind, no nothing is going to blow them over. You're firm. You're strong. Allowing those roots to go deep into the earth. As you're doing that, allowing yourself then to draw the energy up within your body as though you're a plant system. You know, when a plant wants to feed itself, it draws the moisture, it draws what it needs, the minerals and that from the soil, up through its body. That's what you're wanting to do, but you want to do this with that green. You want to visualize this really pretty green color coming up through your body, and as it gets to the top of your head, it takes a little bit of time when you're first doing this to feel it move comfortably into that place, but you will rather quick, but it may take a little bit of time. In other words, it's going to take a couple times of doing it, and then you're going to automatically click right into it, and it's going to just pop right in there. But as you get it to the top of your head, allow it then to kind of like mushroom over you and create this bubble, create this energy around yourself that is a place of protection, and only that which you're going to allow into that protection space is allowed to enter in. And that's okay. What I'm feeling is something that is very strong for you to do right now. Also remembering to cover the bottom of your feet as well, so you're completely encasing yourself in that. It's like when my granddaughter was 7 and she would go to school, and she was feeling some of the pressures of school being, you know, overwhelming to her. I told her, make it like a bubble of, or a ball where nothing can penetrate in. And that's the energy I'm feeling to tell you to create around that bubble of protection, is that only that which you're willing to allow into your space is going to be allowed to come in there. And as you're building with that, you're then going to be able to work with those that are bringing in messages, that are bringing in insight. One of the things I'm also hearing is it would be beneficial for you to keep track of the messages that they're actually bringing into you, whether you write it on a little post-it notes or whether you write it in a notebook. There's an importance of the messages that are coming in so that you can put together the whole big puzzle.
Okay.
They're going to give it to you kind of in bits and pieces, and in a way that is going to help you be able to, you're going to use it. It's information that's going to be valuable to you as you move forward. It's valuable information. It's going to help you as you're going forward in your walk and in your life. And you're going to notice that the messages are going to align up with other, they're telling me the messages are going to line up with messages that are coming across from other people as well.
Okay.
To give you some more validation, to give you some more insight. And like I said, once again, your dad's energy is right there. there's a lot of healing energy that he's actually sending your direction, as well as some protection energy that he is helping you to become aware of and is helping you to draw from. And I think that's where this green color is coming from. I don't know if you remember his favorite color or not, but it really feels like green has of importance to him.
Yeah, I don't know his favorite color, but it could be a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that myself, other than he's just really bringing in that strength of the color green.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
Are you able to see if, he has anything specific to say?
I would start taking the information that you're getting, like I was saying, and write it down, because once you start putting it together, you're going to understand the message in a bigger perspective.
Okay.
Document it so that you can go back and look at it. When I'm in Phoenix, am I going to get to meet you?
Yeah, hopefully.
Then what I would say is put this together, and when I come to Phoenix, maybe we can sit down and talk about it a little bit and see if we can't get you some answers.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh. We'll chit-chat then. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And I've got an email that has come in. He said, I tried to call the program, but I can't get an answer. So he's sending me an email. he is wanting to know, I'd like to know if he is anywhere. And okay. Let's see. He's wanting to know a little bit more about his reality. He's questioning some of the things to do with his reality, I believe is what I'm getting from this. What I'm picking up from you, let me see if I can see his name, Clayton. Clayton, what I'm picking up from the message that you emailed me is that you need to become more aware of and work from the core, work from the center of yourself, going to about the solar plexus, which is just a little bit above the belly button, and connect with that energy that you're going to find within there is what they're telling me. And yes, the answer to the question that you have is, you're asking about being starseed, about being along that line. I'm hearing yes, that you have a lot of that energy, you have a lot of that around you. But there's something about connecting from the core and connecting through the solar plexus, because you're going to then begin to be able to see the connection and the reality of what it is you're looking for. I am seeing that you have had an extra extraterrestrial, so to speak, lifetime, that you have lived on another planet. You have lived in another time and in another place. I'm definitely seeing that. And this is not to say it was last year. This is to say it was a few lifetimes back, but that you do have that energy. You do have that. That's one of the reasons why you're asking some of the questions that you're asking in your everyday life. I'm really feeling that there's some insight into that for you, but connecting through the core. They're saying it again. Connect through the core. Connect through the core. Connect through the center of yourself. Connect into that part of yourself that is the core. They just keep going back to the core. I'm actually seeing that from the core, you're going to be able to see that connection. You're going to be able to see that reality. And you'll actually, I believe you've even begun to have dreams that have shown you of other places and other situations, and that this is a part of that process. This is a part of that walk. This is a part of who it is that you are. And it's going to start unfolding, and allow yourself to let that unfold. And thanks for your email on that that question. As I've been sharing and visiting with some of the folks that have called in or sent emails, or I've been visiting with, I did want to tell you that we have we're calling it the Medicine Wheel to Transformation tour coming up, and we are going to be in a number of different places. I'll be in Seattle from February 11th to February 15th. On that weekend, I will be working at the Women of Wisdom Foundation's WOW Festival in the Healing Temples, I'll be there half days on Saturday and a half day on Sunday. And on Monday morning from 9 to 10, I'm doing a workshop on Medicine Wheel, Empowering Women Through Their Life Walk, and how to use the Medicine Wheel for that purpose. So if you're in that area, I invite you to come and take part of this conference that they're doing. It's my first time attending, and it's the 18th year that this they've had this, and I'm really excited to be a part of that and sharing in that as well. Then from February 16th to February 22nd, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. As I'm down there, we're going to be doing some workshops. We're going to do some book signings. We're going to do some one-on-one healing sessions, one-on-one readings, visits from the other side, see if we can make some connections with your loved ones one-on-one. And if you go on to the WhiteWolfEnterprise.com website, you'll be able to find out the gal to contact on that when you're wanting to make any of the classes, or if you want to make an appointment to be with me, or if you want to attend the open forum across the veil that we're going to do while we're there. You'll be able to find that on that website as well. Then February 22nd to February 25th, I'm actually going to be in St. Louis. And if you're interested and you're in the St. Louis area, contact me directly at april@whitewolfapril.com. And we can set that appointment up through the folks that I'm going to be doing one-on-one healing sessions while I'm in St. Louis. Then February 26th to March 2nd, I'm going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania, doing one-on-one sessions with folks, one-on-one across the veil connections, and one-on-one healing sessions. So I'm going to invite you to, and that one as well, you would need to contact me directly at april@whitewolfapril.com to set up your appointments and for directions on where we're going to be at. That type of details are still coming together. Then March 25th through the 27th, I'm going to be in New York City at the expo. So those are some things that are coming up, and that way you can know we're going to be in your area. Make a connection. I'd love to meet some of you that I've had the opportunity to visit with here on the programs. I see I have Nathaniel on the line. Nathaniel, go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing really good.
Very good.
I wanted to just see if any spirits were around me today. Probably got a whole bunch.
Yes, you do. A matter of fact, you have got quite the entourage traveling with you right now. You really have been making some changes. You've really been making some transitional changes and some transitional awarenesses that are becoming stronger in your everyday life. One of the things that I'm hearing to share with you is to start walking in that unconditional kind of like Christ-like kind of love. Allow that to really start building within you, because there is strength and power in that. That's going to help you in, as you connect with those masters and you start really working with the masters and start mastering, it feels like that's one of the things that they're wanting to encourage you to master is working and walking in that unconditional love. Kind of that, like I was saying, kind of like that Christ-like type of love, that unconditional love, that balance love within yourself. They're really, really stressing that. That it's something really important for you right now, because it's going to help you as you start walking further into the path that they're leading you to go.
And there's just no way, to walk any further if I don't do that.
Exactly. It'll put you behind, is what they're saying. They're saying it's not that they're not saying you're not going to grow and continue with your life path, but it's
going to sour my soul.
It's going to slow you down a little bit. It's going to hold you back. And that's not what you're desiring, because you're desiring to move forward with your life and with your path right now, is what I'm hearing.
Excellent.
And it's just start drawing from that unconditional love within. There's that. I mean, it's from your heart.
Kind of infinite patience, too, when people are waiting or things get really frustrating, you just kind of just don't get frustrated at all.
Yep, and just allow that. And it's funny, because it feels like some of your trip that you did over, in December, I believe you did, it feels like that trip actually started opening that up for you.
Yeah, it was a kind of a, when I came to the bottom of that fog, it was a little weird, because I was, leery to think it was a fire or something, because there was a lot of smoke, but it was really fog.
And isn't that when they said that you were traveling on the wings of the angels?
Yeah, I really felt that. I've really been feeling that the last couple weeks, too, that somehow I, you know, hit the traffic lights or, you know, or something. I'm like, wow, how did I do that?
You've got a lot going on. You've got a lot connecting with you through and across that veil connection that you've really made some steps forward.
Well, it really feels like it. I feel more confident and a little more perky and stuff, you know, so I don't know.
Excellent.
All right, well, thanks a lot, April.
Thanks for your call. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Laura, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi. I have, maybe it's an unusual question, I'm not sure. I'm in the process of reconnecting with an old friend romantically and thinking we're looking at moving to another state together and living together. I am really on a spiritual path. He's more on a religious path. However, we do have quite interesting spiritual conversations. And just wondering, can you get anything on what I'm about to do and some kind of...
I'm not getting red flags. I'm not hearing, tell her don't do this. I'm not getting red flags. One of the questions I wanted to ask you the minute you started visiting with me is there the potential and the possibility that you're pregnant or could be beginning to... You could become pregnant?
No, I'm over 50, so no way.
Okay. There is something that is going to be birthing then, because it came in so strong, and it came in such a strong vibration that I believe that you are actually, how do I word this, spiritually pregnant with something that's going to be birthing that you're going to bring forward, not necessarily in the form of life, but in the form of life through the energy of whatever it is you're birthing. And it feels like the connection that you're going to have with this other person is actually going to make this almost like a complete cycle. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. I'm going to have to think about that, but it does make me feel better that you're not getting...
Ask them for a little bit more elaboration on it, and see if they won't give me a little bit more insight into it. What it feels like is, do you understand the statement when you're going to be giving birth to something new and like a new philosophy, a new belief, a new way of doing things? Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay, that's what they're showing me, that you're actually carrying the energy of that almost to the point and almost to the level of, I would have swore you were pregnant from the energy that I was picking up from your body. That's how ready you are to birth this new whatever it is that they're working with you with. But it feels like you need the balance of what this individual is going to bring into the relationship. I'm trying to see if I can get a little bit of clarity on it. What this other individual, it may seem like you're not on the same path and you may almost feel like there's a challenge there, but what they're saying is it's actually going to bring what needs to be brought forward full cycle through the relationship you're having with this person.
Okay, I have a comment there, or maybe a question. Because he has a possibility, he has a very interesting business, and there's a possibility that it's about to really take off and in a new direction that would be very, very good. Could that be?
It very well could be. It could very well be that that's the part of it that is a piece there. But it just really feels like I'm not getting anything that says, no, you need to not pursue this relationship. I'm not hearing, no, you shouldn't make this move. I'm hearing that there is something about something that you are getting ready to bring forward, that you're going to be birthing it. You're going to be making this new awareness that he's actually going to help with the process and be a part of it is what I'm hearing.
Oh, Well, that feels very good.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's not at all, I don't feel any negativity, I don't feel any warnings, I'm getting, allow yourself to be blessed, allow yourself to receive and to allow yourself to be blessed.
Oh, thank you very much, that makes me feel very good.
Thank you for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Okay. As I was sharing before, we had a couple more calls with the tours that are coming up and some of the traveling we're going to do. You can check that out on our website at whitewolfenterprise.com. In there you'll find out there's connections and there are links to traveling into all of the different websites we have. If you want to learn a little bit more about me and who I am, there's a connection there, and my website is whitewolfapril.com. Please feel free to connect with that. And if you have any questions or if you have any information that you'd like to find out, it's a great place to start. I see I have Randy on the line. Randy, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you today?
I am spectacular.
Wonderful. Listen, I just wanted to just try to get a little focus on what I should be working on at this moment.
Okay. Career's giving you a little bit of concern?
A little bit.
So I'm seeing career, that light's coming on. Trying to see if I can, they're holding me right at career, so I'm going to have to stay there. One of the things that they're showing me with that is that you need to move forward with confidence. You need to take the steps that are necessary to help you get a balance and to help you get a strength that's in that. Apparently you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, just a little.
And that's what I'm feeling. Is that once you get the confidence and once you get your strength brought back up, it's kind of like something knocked the wind out of your sails. It almost feels like you're a little bit depleted.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I really don't have any direction right now.
Yeah, it just feels like you're kind of, like I said, the wind knocked out of your sails. It actually feels like your sailboat just kind of bobbling along out there. I'm trying to see if they'll give me some ideas on some direction to lead you to head towards. You are employed, correct? Because I'm not feeling you're not employed.
Yeah, I work actually with my spouse.
Okay.
And
that's not a comfortable place for you?
No, it is. It's fine.
Okay. You're not happy there. It's totally, you're not happy there. It's energetically, it comes forward that you're not happy there. And it really feels like it's important for you to get yourself to a point and a place of feeling comfortable within yourself and happy within yourself. It's like I said, they really feel like they're showing me that the wind has gotten knocked out of your sail. Have you lost somebody recently? There's also something about a death.
No, not recently. No.
Okay, when they say recent, they mean like within the last 5 years is what their recent usually means when they give it to me.
Probably. I mean, within the last 5 years, I kind of had lost my grandfather, but my friend's grandfather, or my grandmother passed away, but it doesn't seem to be.
Okay. There is a death that has affected you is what they're bringing forward information for me to give to you, is that there is someone's passing that has caused an effect with you, and I don't know who it is, I don't know what it is, I'm just going to suggest that you sit with it and see if anything comes forward as to who that may be so that you can gather yourself back up. It really feels like it's going to be really important for you to do some breathing. It's going to be really important for you to recharge and revitalize yourself. They're saying something about your diet needs an adjustment as well, which is going to help you find some more balance within yourself.
Okay, yeah, I've been kind of doing some detox right now and just kind of trying to raise my vibration a little bit for the shift that's occurring.
Definitely. And with the vibrational changes that are happening within the planet and within everything going on around us, you definitely want to stay on top of that. You definitely want to stay connected with that.
Okay. Are you guys, do you ever head down to California?
I've just been waiting for somebody to host me down there, and I'll be down in California without a doubt.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What does it take to host you?
Just contacting me and seeing if there's, you know, a way that we can make some connections and set up some different events and do some one-on-one sessions, that type of thing. So send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to visit with you about it. I'd love to get to California.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your info.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Peace and blessings.
You too. All right. I have T on the line. T, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I am good. I just have a few questions. I'm trying to get into kind of a new business, and I'm kind of, you know, concerned about if it's going to be successful or not. So I have questions about that.
Okay, first thing I heard was don't do it. Your location is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about location that needs to be changed or corrected before it's going to be beneficial to you. They're saying that I'm not hearing timing, I'm hearing location. There is something about the location that's actually, it almost feels like it's got like a natural disaster which could set you back.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to work with that before you move forward into this new venture. They're saying the venture is healthy. The venture within itself is appropriate, but location is not.
Okay.
You're also, is there somebody that you're going to be working with? Because I'm seeing another person in the mix.
Well, in the beginning, it would just be me and maybe my partner to help out with things. But I might,
okay,
you know, look into other stuff, maybe other people to work with later.
Okay, I'm seeing that you need to align with somebody else, is kind of what I'm getting at with that, is that there's somebody else that needs to help you be able to keep this, the attitude within it happy, the attitude within it, joyful, allowing yourself to enjoy the experience rather than feeling the heaviness of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once again, I'm getting that location thing. I don't know. I don't even know what type of business.
I am in the process of moving to a new, actually, city. So, if maybe that's what you're getting. That the
it
new
could
city
very
I'm
well
be
that because there, I mean, there's every red flag around you right now. On that, and I think the move would be very beneficial. Are you close to a shoreline? Are you close to a waterfront or
yes.
a volcano front?
Yes. I'm close to water, yes.
And when you move, are you going to close down the distance from water a little bit? You're going to put a little bit more land between you?
Yes. Yes, it's a possibility. I'm not sure the exact location yet,
but
it's going to be not too far from water, but not too close to the water.
Okay, that's one of the things I want to give you as a little bit of guidance. Is they're saying that you don't want water at your doorstep.
Okay, that makes sense. Maybe
I think the newness is something that you're really once you get into the new location, I think it's going to click. I think it's going to. It's going to really pop for you, and it's going to come forward rather quickly.
Okay. As far as the business aspect?
That and a lot of different aspects of your life, you're actually going to start opening up some of your spiritual path as well.
Oh, okay. Like
you're going to start doing some of that inner searching of yourself that's going to help you understand a little bit more of your life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like you're not at this point. It just feels like it's going to open it up more.
Okay. And would you be able to give like a brief, you know, overview of anything I can look forward to this year?
For this year, what I'm actually seeing is that the new year is going to kind of bring you a chance for some change and that the change is going to be really blessed. I'm seeing change. I'm seeing, and when they show it to me like a pile of change on a table. So that's when I know that they're showing me change is going to come in. And that's what I'm seeing. But I'm seeing it also surrounded with dollar bills. So I see that it's going to bring in financial gain for you as well.
So it's going to be.
Go ahead.
So yes, it would, the business aspect, it'll bring in financial, you know, rewards.
And the changes you're going to make within yourself are going to be very rewarding as well. Just changes in a whole is going to help you begin to have a little bit more of a monetary, a little bit more of a financial blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then one last question. I have a baby on the way. Just wanted a brief reading on the baby.
One of the things I'm getting on that is, yes, you do have a very gifted child. You have a child that's going to come through with so much awareness and so much knowledge. You're going to want to watch how this child perceives things, because it's going to help open the window for you to start understanding a little bit of what is actually going on in and around your time and space, and watch your child's reaction. And this is going to be for about their first 2 years of life. You're really going to see how, because they're still going to be very connected with their heaven or their home, so to speak, and they're going to still be very connected and not yet polluted with everything that we do to our children that tends to shut them down. But watch what this child does, because this child's going to bring over a huge amount of knowledge and a huge amount of information for you, and for your family as a whole, to be able to walk forward very blessed.
Wow, okay.
Don't be surprised if you take pictures of this child and you get what looks like red within their pupils. It's not red eye when you take the picture. You know how you'll get like red eye in a picture? But there's a redness that's going to be within the pupil that's showing this new energy, this new signature that is coming through with some of the children.
Wow, like indigo or something like that, right?
Exactly. But this one's not been labeled yet. I have not found a label yet that follows with these children that I'm seeing this energy with. I'm just kind of watching and seeing what comes forward.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's a new wave of children coming in. It seems like everybody's getting pregnant, and there's like a new awareness on these children that are coming in now.
They're coming in with like as if they were 100 years old of knowledge.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, very, very smart and everything and wise.
Yes, information they have and just watching them, how they perceive and function in the world around them is just amazing. And you've got one of them
perfect.
Coming. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have another caller, Luann. This is April. Go ahead.
Is Leanne in Louisiana, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know if there was somebody else named Luann.
I think we just got it wrong on the monitor, so that works.
Oh, that's okay, hon. Thank you so much for taking the call. I just popped in, and I'm excited to be here. I am looking at some career changes. I'm a little nervous about where to go and what my purpose is. I really want to get it right, and I wanted to see if I could get some kind of insight or guidance in what would where I could flourish.
Okay, one of the first things I'm hearing is that when you go into, then they're saying that when you go into this state of, it almost feels like concern, it almost feels like you're standing in your own doorway.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that as you're in that place, it's going to hold you back.
Okay.
That you actually need to take 3 steps to the right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. they're saying you need to take 3 steps to the right. So I guess maybe look at what's presenting itself and look what's going on in and around you and where you're heading and look more towards the direction of what seems to be drawing you to the right or to the, it feels like the right, that it just, they're pulling you that direction, but moving out of your own way. Do you just tend to spend a lot of time in your head?
Yes.
That might be what they're meaning. That it's time
to... Is that left brain?
Might be time to start following intuition. It might...
Well, I'm very aware of that, and I usually am pretty intuitive, but for some reason I feel stuck on this, and I can't seem to get an intuitive lead on which direction to take.
I'm just trying to see if I can get any more, give them, they're just saying you need to get out of your own way and get out of your own head. It's kind of like you're overthinking it, you're overprocessing it, you're not allowing it to flow. You're not allowing yourself to go with what it is you feel you need to do. You're kind of standing there, and it's like standing in the middle of a pie and saying, which slice of pie do I want to muck through? And rather than going through any of it, you're just kind of standing there. You're not testing the waters in any directions. And they're saying move through and take those little steps of faith, because there's something you're going to learn in no matter what direction you go, no matter what you do. There's blessings at each level of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me a really weird symbol. They're showing me a circle. And inside of the center of the circle, they're showing me a smaller circle. Then they're showing me three lines that are going like to the north, three lines that are going to the east, three lines that are going to the south, and three lines that are going to the west. Mm-hmm. To me, that would be kind of like, if I was looking at it in some of the teaching I do, that would kind of be like the energy of the whirling rainbow, of allowing life to flow, allowing the cycles to flow together, allowing things to happen together. A very definite, and I'm actually, they even want to take color. You want to flow with the path that's in front of you and take those steps. It's like you're holding yourself back. That's all I keep hearing. I'm sorry I'm not getting...
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know that. I'm walking around saying affirmations, praying, looking for guidance. Where do I go? And could you tell me, I've had a business for 12 years from home, and I cannot get myself to do it anymore. And I'm wondering... if I'm supposed to leave that and go somewhere else, because if I go somewhere else, I'm not going to have enough money to survive. I feel like I'm not going to have enough money to pay for things.
Okay.
Should I just hands down walk away from it, or should I at least do
I'm
it when I hate it? I'm so tired of it. I don't want to do it.
Hanging off type of thing, kind of like the... but also what I'm hearing is that within your affirmations that you need to watch and hear how you're saying the affirmations, that there's something that you're, as you're presenting it and as you're saying it, it's actually creating a little bit of a negative vibration within it because of the way you have the wording on it.
Okay.
And there's a whole process that you can go through on how to make sure that what you're saying is actually going to bring life to what you want and not life to what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's within the presentation of that. We just recently had a class, I had a group that were here this past weekend. And if you're interested in getting a copy of that to listen to it, and it's kind of talking about that, how we can say the words that are going to weave the what we need. How can we say the words that are going to, well, as a joke, we called the class casting spells, because that's what we do with our words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of along that lines of helping you to realize some of the things that we say and within, especially within our affirmations, of where we're holding ourselves back and we're keeping ourselves back. And I think it would be beneficial to you. So if you're interested in getting that, send me an email and I'll pop that off to you, and you can listen to it and see if it doesn't give you some more insight. In
you there?
So I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. And do you see any maybe love relationships in
yes.
the future?
Yes, I do.
Or soon or later?
I don't see it for probably 6 months to a year, but yes, it's there. They're showing me that you need to get into a state of some of your confidence and some of your, that self-love thing's been coming forward really strong today. Some of that self-love stuff going on within yourself, so that as you're moving through the change of, you know, with your business and with things that are going on that way, that's going to then help you open up to being receptive to a relationship.
Okay. All right. Anything else I need to know?
Not that I'm getting right off.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
All right.
So much.
Thanks for your call. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye bye. as we're talking and as we're sharing, and I've been sharing a little bit of information, and I did have a gentleman ask me about if I'd come to an area and do any workshops or do any one-on-one readings, and my answer to that is yes, and that I'm very open to working with others, and because that's part of the work that I do is bringing the message forward and being able to come to different areas and share and bring that insight. And like I was sharing earlier, I'll be in Seattle in February and Phoenix in February and St. Louis and then Pennsylvania and then New York between February and March. And if you'd like to know those dates and if you'd like to know those locations, check it out on whitewolfenterprise.com. And you'll be able to find out a little bit more about that. You'll be able to connect with me and learn a little bit more about who I am, the work that I do. And my newest book is out. The first book came off the press the other day. It's called Clairwhat? Intuitive Development, Understanding Clairvoyant, Clairessence, Clairsentience, Clairgustance, Claircognizance, Clairaudience, and More. It's a wonderful little book. We have that available on White Wolf Enterprise for sale as well. And like I said, it's the newest one, and it's just off the presses. I'm really proud of this work that Spirit was brought through and has given me the information to share with others on helping us to be able to get on our path of enlightenment and sharing and learning and growing and doing. I also have a book out that's called Medicine Wheel for Healthy Balance and Vision Quest. That's another wonderful bit of work that helps you understand how to go through the cycles of life and how you can bring in that healthy balance and how you can bring in insight for yourself. We also have a number of guided meditations and some teaching CDs. All those things are on that site. You're going to want to check it out. It's information that has been given to me to share with you through the guidance of Spirit. And we do on Fridays at noon, we do a free conference call class. And if you're interested in finding out about that, you can find out when it is and the number to call and how to call in and take part in that class. And that's on Fridays at noon. To find out information on that, you can click into the whitewolfenterprise.com and find out about the free conference calls as well. And there have been very interesting classes, and a lot of information is being shared. So you're going to want to connect in there and take part. And also you can find our catalog that lists our locations and the classes we're doing and when we're doing them, and we do them now. Internet, conference call, on-site, through when I'm traveling. There's just so many. They're all available to everybody now. And going in there and getting one of those catalogs and checking it out and see what interests you and what is of interest to you will help as you're moving forward on your path. I see that we've come to the top of the hour, and I have so enjoyed being with all of our callers and answering all of the questions and allowing the Spirit and guidance to come forward. And I want to thank you all. And I want to encourage you, if you want to send me an email, it's april@whitewolfapril.com, or check out that website, whitewolfenterprise.com. Acrosstheveil.ning.com is a great place to communicate and share messages and insight of more of messages from Across the Veil, some guidance and direction that way. Energyemerging.ning.com, a great place to go in and do some healing energy and ask for healing requests, that type of thing. And DragonRidersUnite.ning.com, great place for doing, sharing, and discussing universal things that are happening and understanding and bringing love and light into that as well. So, with all of that said, it has been a pleasure. I have so enjoyed being on the program today with you, and until next Monday, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.